Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, Internet world. Welcome to The Cross in the Desert, speaking hope and freedom to Iran. I'm your host, Randy L. Noble, and I want to say thank you so much once again for taking time out of your busy life to join me today on my podcast. Today is Thursday, August 3rd, 2023. It's always a pleasure and an honor to be a voice for my Iranian friends on my radio program. Today, I want to come at this issue about the oppression of women from a little bit different angle than maybe you're used to. And it is based on a book I wrote 5 years ago called Broken Yet Beautiful, Rising Up from Their Ashes. You know, for the last, 12 years, I have written several books defending the women of Iran from the unjust social oppression of Islam that has robbed them of their dignity and self-worth. I have told their stories on my podcast to bring awareness of their suffering. However, there is another injustice going on that, you know, just somehow had escaped my attention. And while I was busy being a voice for the suffering women in the Middle East, another voice one day arrested my attention. Now, I don't want to sound like a mystic or a prophet. I'm not one to be led around by voices that claim to be God, okay? But as a Christian, this happened to me. I heard deep within my spirit one day a few years ago a familiar voice, and I recognized it right away. It was the voice of the Holy Spirit by saying this: why don't you speak up for the women in your own backyard? Whoa. Well, I'm going to tell you what, I was immediately startled and taken by surprise. But you know, instantly I understood the meaning of that question. It was as if the Lord was saying to me, you need to speak up for women in my church. The women in my church are suffering from many centuries of injustice because of their gender. I have gifted and called them to be leaders in my church, and they have been met with much opposition. It's time for you to be their voice too. Well, just wow. You have to imagine when you hear something like that, that gets your attention. But let me say this. Christianity, unlike any other religion or worldview, is the only religion that recognizes equality between the sexes. The Christian worldview proclaims the absolute equality between men and women, teaching they are both equal image bearers of God. And the point is, many Muslim women have left Islam after reading in the Gospels how Jesus treated women with dignity, respect, and compassion. They recognize, and these are Muslim women, they recognize the difference between a love relationship and an empty religion. But in spite of this Christian worldview that recognizes the important contributions of godly women, a deadly, cancerous tradition and distorted the truth of Scripture has kept women in bondage from realizing their calling. However, women are beginning to rise up like the Phoenix bird and shout to religious Pharisees in our modern churches, we haven't had enough of bondage and discrimination, and we are rising up to answer God's call on our lives. How important that is. And that's why today I want to begin to just change my focus from the Middle East for a few programs and bring our attention to my own backyard as God spoke to me. What is the issue? The issue is women leadership in the church, women being pastors in the church, and with today's women obeying their husbands in the sense of submission. Now, wait a minute, Randy. The Bible says we are to submit, that wives are to submit to their husbands. What are you doing here? Are you becoming a radical feminist? No, absolutely not. Nothing at all. I want to talk to you today about marriage. On the first topic of the issue of women's rights, here in the United States, compared to the Middle East, I want to talk about this issue today, this hot-button issue called submission. The title of the program today is Submission Doesn't Mean That I'm Your Slave. And this is coming directly from my book. And I want to deal specifically as much as I can on this brief program to give some clarification on the issue of submission. Specifically, what does the Bible really teach on this subject? Women are not to be treated as a slave, of course, and as a doormat. Now, in many marriage situations, husbands don't look at their wives in that drastic of a way. There are some marriages that are abusive. There are some marriages where the husband takes these verses, I think, out of context to treat his wife in the way of a dictator, and we need to deal with that. So what I want to do now is go to the primary scripture, Ephesians chapter 5, verse 18 through 25, and let's look at this together and put this in the proper context. Paul writes, don't get drunk with wine, which produces depravity. Instead, be filled with the Spirit in the following ways. Speak to each other with psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Sing and make music to the Lord in your hearts. Always give thanks to God the Father for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, and submit to each other out of respect for Christ. For example, wives should submit to their husbands as if to the Lord. A husband is the head of his wife, like Christ is the head of the church. That is the Savior of the body. So wives, submit to their husbands in everything, like the church submits to Christ. As for husbands, love your wife just like Christ loved the church and gave himself for her. Ephesians chapter 5, verses 18 through 25, Century Version. Now the word in there is submit. We're going to deal with that today. And then you see the word also the head. That is for another program. I want to focus in today on the hot button issue of submission. Submission is a term that I think has been greatly misused by the church, which results in control and abuse against women. It has been manipulated out of context to elevate one person over another, wrongly putting a woman in inferior subjugation to her husband. Now, it's very important from the very outset to give a biblical definition to the word submission. Now, you can listen to this program over and over again. If you're taking notes and you want to write this down, you can do this also. Ready, set, go. Submission does not mean obey. Uh-oh, you're a heretic, Randy, right? No, listen. The Greek word for obey is hupakoi, H-U-P-A-K-O-E, meaning listen or hearken to. In contrast, the Greek word for submission is hupotasso, H-U-P-O-T-A-S-S-O, meaning to get under, lift up, or put in order. There is a very important distinction between these words. You need to know them. Between the word obey and the word submit. It's very enlightening, I think, to discover the German translation of the word submission. It refers to, quote, the sharing of tasks to support. A perfect way to sum up what I believe biblical submission means in context is, quote, the Christian grace of voluntarily yielding one's preferences to another. Very important. Let me say it again. Biblical submission in context. The Christian grace of voluntarily yielding one's preferences to one another. Verse 21 in our text, Paul points this out. Submit to each other out of respect for Christ. You would think in some marriages, in some situations, that it's submit to the husband, period. But Paul clarifies this. Ephesians 5:21, submit to each other out of respect for Christ. That changes everything. That puts it right in context. The verse describes submission as volitional, submitting to each other in order to reflect the character of Christ. So when Paul uses this hot button word, submission, he was giving Christians a way of coping was hostile to Christ. Understand? In the ancient world, women did not have an abundance of rights. They were not considered equal to men. When Paul commands husbands and wives in this verse to submit to each other, wow, he's teaching a new and revolutionary concept to a culture that sees it completely different. The concept he's teaching was contrary to the household codes of Paul's day in both Rome and Greece. Wives in the ancient culture were little more than possessions of the husband. Slaves had no rights except what their masters gave to them. Therefore, when Paul commands husbands, love your wives just like Christ loved the church and gave himself for her, verse 25, he was giving a command that went completely contrary to the accepted norm of his day. In the ancient household codes, the husband acted as the Lord. To love his wife was a revolutionary new idea in this culture. This was a patriarchal society, and the concept of partners in marriage voluntarily submitting to one another was shocking. There's no such thing. So when interpreting Paul from a true biblical concept, submission is not something the wife does to her husband in a subordinate position, but rather submission is embraced voluntarily rather than forced. Let me say that again. Submission is not something the wife does to her husband in a subordinate position, but rather submission is embraced voluntarily rather than forced. Submission is done out of love for Christ and each other. That should be simple. Where have we missed it? It is purely a relational concept in relationships. Women are not to be treated like a doormat. It is not a matter of who is in charge. Submission, therefore, is a metaphor for mutual love and devotion. The relationship between spouses is an echo of the relationship between Christ and the church. You ready for this? Excuse me, for this concept, submission is an act of sacrificial love between two partners. I hope that that is opening your eyes. I hope that is giving you true freedom to see what the marriage relationship is all about. Ephesians chapter 5 speaks of being filled with the Spirit. It talks about not being drunk with wine, but being filled with the Spirit. The point is, if the marriage partners are both filled with the Spirit, then they will be subject to each other and clothed in humility. There is mutual respect for one another. The point being, true submission has nothing to do with giving up of one's rights. Referring back to the Greek word hupotasso, submission in context means, quote, to support, uphold, cooperate, and giving in. It's a shared relationship. This meaning, I think, paints a beautiful picture of husbands and wives supporting one another in the spirit of love and unity. Christ, he is the real spiritual head. There's no argument there. With whom all authority rests. It's all in Christ. Marriage has power struggle with the idea of one person being in charge. Instead, when you look throughout all passages of Scripture, not just Ephesians 5, the male and female are meant to exist in a covenant commitment to each other, in which the two become one through mutual love, support, and respect. At the heart of submission is the deliberate surrender of power. Please, if you don't get anything at all out of anything I've said today, this one short sentence, please remember. At the heart of true biblical submission, surrender of power. Our motives for such submission to one another is out of reverence for Christ. Go back to verse 21. The prime example of this is Jesus in the incarnation when he voluntarily relinquished his power in becoming one of us and died in our place. You can see that in Philippians chapter 2, verses 5 through 8. So therefore, we imitate Christ by letting go of power and exercising humility in our relationships. Again, in the ancient patriarchal society, the image of the husband was one of being in control and in charge. But here in Ephesians chapter 5, Paul challenges that false concept with the truth of God's word. He elevates the wife and charges the husband to love her sacrificially, just as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for it. It was a radical new concept for that day. But here's the problem. Unfortunately, the traditional understanding of submission being taught today is more reflective of the ancient culture rather than what the Bible teaches. Point in this is really simple. The church needs to return to the biblical model of submission, which is one of voluntarily yielding to one another in respect and devotion. Let that sink in today. The title of my book, Broken Yet Beautiful, Rising Up from Their Ashes, really says it all. Women have been broken down through the centuries. And even in the church where these verses have been wrenched from their context to impose a power control situation. So I hope today's broadcast has illuminated you if you're a wife that is suffering, in a marriage relationship, maybe not physically abusive, but psychologically, or maybe there just seems to be a power struggle. It's not meant to be that way. I hope today's broadcast will free you and give you hope that God's word, when understood correctly, is beautiful. It is liberating. It is freeing. Submission to one another is the biblical concept. I want us to pause and do some worship right now for a few minutes with a song by Hillsong United entitled Oceans. worship music from Hillsong United Oceans. Today on the Cross in the Desert, I have begun a mini-series about women's rights here in my own backyard, in the church here, based on my book, Broken Yet Beautiful, Rising Up from Their Ashes. So while I am constantly being a voice for women in the Middle East, and I will continue, always do that, I want to shift the attention in the next few programs to help clarify very serious issues going on in the church that are constraining and oppressing women in a male hierarchy situation. This has nothing to do with feminism or liberalism. This has everything to do with biblical truth. And so for the next several programs, I want to take the issues from my book, Broken Yet Beautiful. This is about women's rights, and I want to exemplify and talk about and discuss those hot-button concepts and scriptures that I believe are wrenched from their context that end up being oppressive to women. And I want to do this to give a voice for the women in my own backyard. Because in the end, it's so important, for instance, if some woman is converting from Islam to Christianity and knows that Jesus loves and respects women, she has read it in the Gospels, but then she comes to a church being used against her to put her in her place. And that is wrong. I want to address this. I want to give us a breath of fresh air from biblical theology, which what I believe is what Scripture is teaching. And there is a long history to this, and I can't get into all of that. But what I can do is recommend to you my book, Broken Yet Beautiful, Rising Up from Their Ashes. It's up on Amazon. And I just pray that you would get that book and sit down and go over these issues with your husband and go sit with your family at your Bible study and speak up about these issues that I think are so, so very important. I realize it's controversial. Why? Because we have misread Scripture in these cases for far too long. Women need to be liberated to realize their God-given gifts and potential. And so I hope that this program in the next several weeks will do that for you. Have a great weekend. I will see you on Monday, again on the Cross in the Desert at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time. Be safe.